following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. To learn how you can support this and other fine geek programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Hi, this is Claire from Yacht and Omni Reboot, and you are listening to Nerdy Show.
Welcome to Nerdy Show, a weekly podcast dedicated to every facet of nerddom, from comics and video games to science and technology. If it's geeky, we've got it covered. Hi, I'm Cap.
Hey, I'm Doug.
And you may have noticed that whole claim about being a weekly show.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up, yeah.
Things have been a little weird at the end of 2015, so we wanted to put out an episode very impromptu. You'll notice this isn't our regular release day either. This is the day we're putting this out is Thursday, and we're actually recording this now. We're doing this episode without any kind of editing or anything. We just want to put this out because we realize it's been a while since you've heard from us, and it's not for lack of trying. Mm-hmm. If this is your first episode of Nerdy Show, this is kind of like, listen to it. Go ahead and listen to it. But this is absolutely abnormal, completely abnormal. So maybe go to our greatest hits page. If you go to like nerdyshow.com/greatest-hits. You'll see all of our best stuff, all the stuff that's going to tell you what Nerdy Show is all about. Just putting that out there in case this is your first time. We produce awesome shows, but this one...
this is more of a catch-up.
This is kind of for everybody who's playing the home game.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope your holidays were good. Ours were fine.
But fine meaning super busy. I don't know. That's not fine by me. It wasn't relaxing.
Yeah, it wasn't relaxing. I'm looking forward to a January/February where I can... somehow manage to rest and recuperate while making sure that we have everything in order to make sure it's all coming out on time. Because you'll know that we've got a couple outstanding things, to say the least. We're months overdue for Nerdy Show Book Club, which was recorded with more than enough time to be released. I'll probably get into that later. I don't know. We've got our interview with Bob Dolman, the guy who wrote the script for Willow.
That's like right up. That's like next up, isn't it?
It is. It is next up. Yeah.
Nice.
It trumped the priority of book club. But it was a 2-hour interview, and it's up to me to edit it and produce an article based out of it. And with everything else I've been having to do these past few weeks, there's been no time at mm-hmm. all. I've been pulling ridiculous hours. And then also the last normal episode of Nerdy Show we put out, Fallout of Reality, where we talked about our first impressions playing Fallout 4, how young and naive we were. I'm at over 3 days worth of gameplay, and I haven't actually been playing the game, I might add. Like, I did yesterday, but that was the first time I touched it in, like, over a week.
I'm, like 13 hours into it.
I feel bad mentioning having played any video games because that undermines how much time I haven't been
holidays.
Playing video games.
That's the thing. It's the holidays. It's like, you know, it's expected.
Yeah. So, you know, we like to do a lot of like fun topical stuff. We don't usually talk about, you know, what it is we're doing. Lots of shows. I was doing some work recently. For those of you who don't know, my job is that I'm art director and a writer for Consequence of Sound, a music web and film website. And we've done a lot of crossover stuff with them. State of the Empire is now co-produced by Consequence of Sound. So it's great. But I was doing a job recently that was insane. It was crazy. I guess I'll tell you what it is. It might make no connection whatsoever, because sometimes the Consequence and Sound work and Nerdy Show work, they're very related, and sometimes they're absolutely not related. Mm-hmm. And this is one of those cases. There's a music festival you may have heard of. It's called Coachella. It's huge. It's where lots of hipsters go to listen to music that they don't even know what it is. It's the whole thing. So we reimagined every Coachella lineup from when the festival started in 1999 to last year, and redesigned all of it. So it's like, take all the artists who are performing this 1 year and then restructure the billing. So what's a headliner? What's not a headliner?
So this is like fantasy sports, but for Coachella.
Yeah, kind of.
So
for example, there was 1 year where, let's say in a thing that had like 9 different lines of text, like these bands, this list of these bands, list of these bands. And like Black Eyed Peas were like pretty much at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
That was when they were nothing.
Right.
So then Black Eyed Peas are a headliner now, as an example.
Mm-hmm. So sort of like a revisionist history.
Yeah, what would this lineup look like today?
Gotcha.
Yeah. So we did that for all, for and I redesigned every single poster since 1999.
If you want to be really frustrated, do that same thing, but with the Academy Awards. You'll be like, what the hell? Like this? This is what won?
Yankee Doodle Dandy? So anyway, that happened. But that actually gave me a lot of time to do something I never do, which is listen to podcasts because mm-hmm. I'm too busy making podcasts or, you know, proofing stuff that we're actually releasing. You know what? It's funny because I listen to them and I'm always surprised by how different things are. Like people talk about their boring ass lives, like I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
More than I don't do this on a show because
this
I don't,
is actually really rare. I'm surprised you've opened up as much as you already have.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
I want to escape. I don't want to talk about this. So so this is us. This is us doing that, I guess, and not because we don't do it normally. Mostly just because I want to reconnect with you guys. It's been too long.
Peek like behind the curtain.
I hate not releasing anything in a week's time. I don't know, and I hate how late we are on these other projects. Oh right, so where was such a
you're
tangent.
Listening to new podcasts?
Yeah,
but I'm sure because I get recommended podcasts and TV shows all the time, and I never get a chance. So when I do get to catch up, it's something like the holidays where I power through.
Well, yeah, and being in this industry and having no opportunity to connect with the rest of this industry,
right?
It's a it's always interesting to see what's going on.
Like Serial came up, and I'm like, I'd never heard of Serial, and you'd never heard of Serial,
yeah.
And I started listening to Serial.
And Serial is not a podcast about Serial, but a NPR tangent. Like NPR people produced a show about tracking a serial killer.
Well, it was about a guy who was
I still
convicted.
Haven't listened to it, as
yeah,
you can
it was,
tell.
It's about a guy who was convicted, has a lifetime sentence for murdering a girl in high school. He was a high school student. But there's a lot of circumstantial evidence, and he may not be guilty, and it's an investigation into why did the trial get fucked up, and you know all that stuff. And it's really interesting. It's very addictive. I can see why people were recommending it and why it's so addictive.
I actually don't know how I got from point A to point B just now, but what I was saying was that we had that episode Fallout of Reality where we're talking about Fallout, and then that's what happened.
And we got distracted with podcasts and everything else.
And we told you in that episode, hey, this is part one of an episode we recorded that was so long, we just broke it in half because we had one part where we were talking about video game stuff, and there was so much video game stuff
mm-hmm.
that all of our movies and TV, sci-fi, sci-tech, comic books, all that other stuff got shuffled off into another episode, which hasn't come out yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been all kinds of stuff going on. So I want to just like, everybody's been doing other things. Everybody's had their own personal, like life successes, life tragedies, et cetera, happening.
Life alterings.
Yeah. It's just a shitty, weird time of year that can be great, but also everything is happening.
Unproductive.
Yeah. It's tough to get things done because, life is throwing so much at you. So as an example, that episode, that second follow-up episode, it was coming out this week. Except that Bohr, who is editing it, his work gave him less than 24 hours notice for him to fly to Baltimore from Orlando, where we're based out of, to do work for several days. So that's never happened to him before. But, you know, of course, like here we are going to get back to
it. Worth his while.
I hope so. I mean, I assume they did. Otherwise, why would he be doing it? So that happened. This month, Colin's having a baby. So if you're wondering, wait, wasn't Dungeons and Doritos like going to get back on schedule immediately following the release of Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program? You're right. It was. But Colin's never had a baby before. most of us haven't. So that's what's going on. And what's the editing schedule going to be like? We're trying to fix that. We're trying to circumvent that and see if, you know, like what it's going to take to get D&D produced. We have two episodes in the can, but they've got to get, there's a lot of production for D&D. So, that's where we're at right now. Question mark. So if you haven't checked it out, the last thing we put out was our final boss, which is the last episode. It's like, sometimes it has been the last episode of the year. This year, it was not supposed to be the last episode of the year.
But it was.
But it's our year-end roundup thing where we list the top 20 nerdy things of the year, and we rank everything. So if you haven't checked that out, go check that out. It's a lot of fun. I really liked how this one turned out this year. We're wrapping up the Nerdy Show survey. We've been doing a survey, I don't know, for the past, like, what, 6 months now?
I'd say it's about that, yeah.
Yeah. Basically, if you've listened to Nerdy Show at all, at any point in time, or any of the programming on the network, you should fill it out. Just give us your thoughts. There's a short version. There's a long version. Obviously, the more you can tell us, the better. But you know, don't just do what you can. That's all we're asking. But we're gonna compile all those stats now. We had a surprisingly, I guess, low turnout. We've seen our download numbers. We know relatively what we're doing, and we have 130 something responses, maybe even less than that. But over 100, but not a lot, basically. But a lot of great responses, because we've been previewing them already. We've already, during the course of the survey being out, enacted a lot of small changes, mm-hmm. and sometimes large changes even, over the course of it. And then other than the survey, the other thing we've got going on right now, ongoing, is our State of the Empire contest. So if you haven't been following State of the Empire, we produced a post-episode 7 episode. We recorded it at like 3 a.m. right after the film came out.
It was more like 4 a.m. to be honest.
Yo, you're right. No, that we planned for 3 a.m.
Yeah, we planned for 3 a.m. and then it'd be around 4:30 is when we started.
I don't really remember much of it, to be honest.
Yeah. I went back and listened to it and I'm like, man, I sound so tired. It's like, I didn't think I did at the time. I thought I sounded enthusiastic, but man, I was tired.
So if you haven't had a chance to freely talk about the spoilers of that film at all, that's the place to do it. And also, we've actually got an actual place to do it. We started a State of the Empire Facebook group. We have two, actually. There's the Facebook page, but then also a private group called Star Wars Spoilers State of the Empire.
Yeah, and so if you've seen it and other friends haven't, you got to get something out. Yeah, that is definitely the place to start talking. Because, man, the theories, we've already got theories bouncing back and forth. Theories have been fine-tuned so much that when we get to the next episode of State of the Empire, I'm going to bust out some of the new theories that we've been reading on there. It's crazy. Like, walking out of the movie, you think, oh, I bet it would be this. I bet that thing turns out that way. And then you read some of these other comments and like, oh, damn, I don't think so. Like, it's completely changed my opinion on a lot of things, actually.
Yeah, my theories have gone like 180 and then 180 again and then like 36, 90 degrees. I don't know. It's spinning. My head is spinning. So State of the Empire Star Wars podcast. We've got that Facebook page. Then we got this contest.
Yeah,
it's a coloring contest. Because adult coloring books are all the rage now. Mm-hmm. I saw one at the checkout line today.
Yeah, they're one of the top selling books on Amazon this past year.
Yeah, Doctor Who coloring books coming out in February. There's like a Deadpool coloring book that came out like yesterday. So anyway, coloring things, it's a thing. Coloring's fun. Mm-hmm. So we took the episode art to one of our shows, and I built a coloring book page out of other coloring books. For other Star Wars coloring books.
For a mix of Star Wars Episode 7 and Willow.
Yeah, I bought vintage Willow coloring books and mashed it together into this image. So color in this coloring book page by any means at all at your disposal. Markers, crayons, like it's a digital, it's a JPEG. You could just, you know, go into Photoshop, color it that way, do whatever you want. And we have a ton of prizes. Different prize packs. First place gets first pick. And then second place, and so on. We've got a pack that's a bunch of vintage Star Wars micro machines, the transforming heads that fold out into play sets. Marvel Comics, the new run, Star Wars, Darth Vader, Princess Leia, Shattered Empire. It's all those runs either to completion for the miniseries or for Star Wars and Darth Vader, all those runs through to the end of the Vader Down storyline.
That's a lot of comics.
It is a lot of comics, yeah. And then also Jar Jar's party pack. It's about random interesting shit, but let's say shit for sure.
No, it's I'd say it's silly. It's a silly little
it's lighthearted Star Wars knickknacks.
Yeah, knickknacks is the perfect word.
All that stuff you can see all the different prizes and get the file to color to your heart's content at nerdyshow.com/SOTE State of the Empire contest. SOTE contest. So check that out for sure. I'll just tell you this. We currently have a single entry.
Yeah. There's only one entry. They're gonna win it all.
I might give them all of them.
Yeah.
I might give them all.
That means your chances are pretty good.
Yeah.
If you enter.
I don't know. Maybe people aren't into coloring. I don't know. Maybe this is a misstep. But go ahead. There's almost next to no competition. So do what you can. Even do your worst, however you choose to interpret that. The due date is January 31st. We did have one certainly 100% positive thing happen over the break. We actually met a recent listener of Nerdy Show. Well, specifically Friday Night Fan Fiction and Liberty Critical Research. A guy named Fish. He and his wife came from parts unknown to Orlando. We hung out with them at the Geek Easy for a while. We hung out with them at Oblivion Tap Room and ate some fine food, had some good discussions. It was really cool. We always like meeting up with fans. I've been talking to Temsu lately about meeting up with us in the coming months. So if you're ever in Orlando, info@nerdyshow.com is our primary email address. We can be reached.
The cool thing was that when he reached out to us, he wanted to know if he could meet us and take a tour of the Nerdy Show headquarters.
Yeah, which I thought was awesome.
Yeah.
Except that no such place exists.
Right. Well, then where are we broadcasting from, Cap?
Well, we're broadcasting from a studio that's been completely soundproof.
Studio sounds expensive.
And there's fancy mics in front of us.
Fancy mics in a studio? Where is this?
All of this purchased via generous donations from you guys over the years. And it is in a spare bedroom in my house.
A spare bedroom?
Yeah. Nothing fancy.
It's not like an office building or like a...
I wish it was an office building. I mean, because like, you know, yes, like rent is paid. Electricity is paid. This is all like an official as far as taxes go. This is like home business practice stuff. It's all above board. It's all very formal in here. But yeah, no, it's a bedroom in a house that's been converted into a studio.
On a fold-out table.
Yes, a fold-out table that I bought at Target. Yes, it's very fancy. So we do the best we can with what we have, is what we're saying here. But as much as I don't want to shatter any glorious illusions that we have something more than we do, that's the reality of it. You know, we're still extremely grassroots. You know, lots of people ask, I've heard this many times, people say, you guys sound great. Your shows are great. Why? I'm so surprised you aren't a bigger deal.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love, I mean, I do Nerdy Show full time, but that's...
You're the only one.
Yeah, I'm the only one. And that's at loss of great sleep and lifestyle. Yeah.
Like, but you also have a separate job. Everyone else on Nerdy Show has a full time job. So the fact that we've made a show that people really like, as a hobby,
right,
is pretty awesome.
Yeah, and I don't want to stop anytime soon for any circumstance. We have the Patreon going on. Everyone's done like amazing. Like, we have around 70 patrons right now, and are making over $700, which is incredible. That's averages out to like $10 a person, which is more than a little unprecedented. Because many people have like hundreds of Patreon subscribers.
The average is like $1 to $2,
right?
You know, per person,
right? Which, and so it's awesome. Like, because you guys are like power users, right?
You're, yeah,
and it's incredible. Like, the support from you guys has been as literally we've said it many times, but it literally has sustained us, like,
yeah,
fully.
There were times where we're like, are we gonna be doing this again in 2 years, 1 year? And but every time we put out the call, you guys have come to the rescue. And yeah, now every month, it's like it's happening. It's like the same thing happening every month. It's,
yeah,
amazing.
It is amazing. I should add that if you've noticed, I was talking to Kutsushita, and he was concerned that maybe we'd lost subscribers. It happens every now and then, but we actually haven't. If you've noticed a change in our Patreon amount, it's because Patreon has changed the way they display money. So now it's showing what we actually get after.
Patreon takes its fees out. Yeah,
yeah. So it's a more
realistic reflection on what we actually get.
Yeah,
yeah.
And Patreon, they're a really young company. There's a lot of stuff that they should be doing that they're not doing. And I mean, it's all good. After that, like they're learning and it's improving. But I think, you know, they got a lot of success very quickly. And I don't know it on anywhere near the scale they're playing at right now. But I kind of know how that feels.
Yeah.
So. Not that we've ever really made it, but you know, we started Nerdy Show because, like, we just, like, all of a sudden, when we were on the radio, like, we had all these listeners. Then when we launched the podcast, we had It was crazy. It was an influx. So, but enough that we kept doing it. But if you're looking at modern podcasting standards, with like podcasts being this new emerging medium mm-hmm. and all that, a lot of the most successful podcasts are shows that, they come from people who have radio backgrounds already,
or some other noticeable level of success that they then say, "I'm going to start a podcast."
Right. It's like, I'm already doing this thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a podcast as well.
Yeah.
Generally, that's where the successful ones come from, mm-hmm. the ones that make money.
Right.
So, yeah, we're still extremely grassroots, right? I guess I want to be clear about that, because I know I very consciously want to produce high quality shows. I'm not fucking hiding behind the fucking Wizard of Oz's curtain or anything. That's not my game. But, you know, I said at the beginning, I don't see the point in talking about me,
right,
and us, and like what it is we're, you know, struggling with when that happens. I just want to do good shows. I want to produce escapism, and then I in turn get to escape as well in sort of so we're basically we've been kicking around a lot for the past couple weeks with the new year, looking at basically the business of Nerdy Show and
the future
and what
Nerdy
to do
Show.
With it.
Yeah.
And we don't have anything conclusive yet, but we have a couple ideas we're kicking around. I'd say the biggest change that we want to make, whatever it is we end up doing, is we do need more listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that'll make the transition to get each and every one of us to eventually go full-time on Nerdy Show and then be able to produce even more content with even better quality.
Yeah, and I hate breaking it down into things like that, because it's like, but basically, you know, more I'm talking to you guys who've been with you. I know that these episodes, these community update episodes, don't do well. I've seen the numbers. They don't do well. So the
but
only
the fact
people,
that you've made it this far proves that you're the one we're trying to talk
yeah,
to.
The only people who are probably listening to this are people who have an investment in the Nerdy Show community and like us and want us to do more. I want to do more. I want Nerdy Show to go full time, like for as many people on the staff as possible. But of course, that's tricky. We know that, like, you know, financially, we probably you guys are no doubt like giving us as much as you can, because I mean, granted, you're doing quite a lot. If you're listening to this, and you can, like, really seriously, don't let all these power players that we're rolling with here intimidate you. Even a dollar a month is okay. That is the average. That is the standard. So if you can, do a dollar a month, you get access to a ton of stuff, and also, if you don't, you know, like, if you have opinions on any of this Patreon business, let us know. If you want, like, a better value or something, let us know.
If you prefer something else outside of Patreon.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford to give anything money-wise, just tell your friends.
Yeah.
Just share the love.
I mean, realistically, I don't want, like, I love doing Nerdy Show. This is not at all what I expected from my life. Not in the least. This is not what I left college thinking I was going to do, but I left college having just started Nerdy Show, and it mm-hmm. also, like, and then it took off, and I was like, okay. I was really conflicted about it, actually, and I was like, do I do this crazy thing? And then, like, I didn't really invest myself in fully. No, I'll keep playing it, see how it goes. Well, we're all in now, but I could still go in another direction,
mm-hmm.
but I think we're all teetering on this border here, right? Of, like, it's like, dangerous to keep investing this much time in, like, something unless it's our future, right? And mm-hmm. I think it is, and we all in Nerdy Show think it is, but we're at this precipice of trying to figure out how we can make that a sustainable thing where we can really invest the time, you know, to do something that big.
So I guess what you're saying is the number one thing we need right now is feedback.
Yeah, we need feedback for sure. So the survey for sure. Financial contributions are always appreciated, but I think in talking to you guys, our core audience who are actually listening to this drivel, and again, if you're a new listener and this is your first show, I am sorry. This is not our normal content.
not what you expected, nor what you deserve.
No, but I will. Some fun things will happen. I'm just trying to get this out of the way, I guess. I don't know. It's a conversation that, like I said, we're going to continue to be having. We're going to formulate some hardcore plans, on, like, I guess how to move forward. But, I kind of just want to let you know where we're at in this kind of tangential way.
Know that we haven't forgotten about you either.
Yeah. So we want to do Nerdy Show full time, and we're working towards that. And like I said, the biggest way to do that is to actually get more people listening. And there's several things that you can do, and it'll take a little bit of time, but only a little bit if you can. One, spread the word. Like, tell your friends. Like, seriously, there's no better way than to just let people know about Nerdy Show. If there's an episode you really love and you have any kind of, like, any social feed at all, like, whatever network it is, forward it on. If you know anybody who has a long commute but doesn't listen to podcasts, maybe try to turn them on to podcasts and use some of Nerdy Show's greatest hits as that vehicle.
Yeah.
And the other thing is that rating and reviewing on iTunes does actually, everything we've heard over the years, does actually affect visibility. So if you rate and review us, Nerdy Show, like either the whole network and the Nerdy Show network feed, because you'll notice there's many feeds on iTunes, right? There's the network feed, and every individual show has a feed. The Nerdy Show has a feed, like Call of Cthulhu has a feed, etc. So if there's parts of Nerdy Show that you specifically love, or you just want to do the network in general, as much time as you have, as much freedom as you can, that was not a normal sentence, but whatever. If you rate and review us on iTunes, we will be bumped up in the rankings. Like, our shows will be more visible. More people will see us by accident and they'll get turned on to it. So
there's the cool thing is that there's a million layers here. If you have the money, Patreon is amazing.
Yeah.
Even at a dollar.
And I want to reiterate, we're really, really grateful.
Yeah. And if you don't, but that's the thing. We're saying, you know what? If you don't have that, you can also buy things through the links on our Amazon link.
Yeah.
And if you say, you know what? I don't actually use Amazon.
NerdyShow.com/Amazon.
And if you don't use Amazon, you don't buy stuff on there, all you have to do is just tell your friends. And if you don't have any friends, just give us a review on iTunes. And if you don't have iTunes, then share. Then I don't even know, man. Just keep listening. But we want your feedback. Do a survey. Do something.
Yeah. So one thing I know we're going to be releasing in the coming months, I guess, is a full breakdown of like Nerdy Show's financials is probably too extreme a word, but I want you to like, I want to be able to show everybody like here's how the Patreon money breaks down. Here's how much we're getting from Amazon on average. And this is where we're at, and here's where we'd like to go. Like with Patreon, we're currently working towards a $1,000 milestone, and that will help us pay for editors to edit shows to bring shows back. We've already been working to that end. Like partnering with Consequence of Sound enabled us to have more stability with releasing State of the Empire, especially with Star Wars coming out. Jeez. Mm-hmm. So we've actually paid for editing for some of those episodes. But to bring shows back from the dead, it just amounts to a lot of time we don't have that we need to be able to facilitate paying people to do. Like the thing we're lacking the most is everybody within Nerdy Show is so overtaxed that just stuff hasn't been happening. It's hard. We're a volunteer army of people trying to do this. And we don't have any you know, you remember Penny Arcade, how they were like they were kind of floundering. They're two creative guys, Gabe and Tycho, two creative guys floundering. And then that guy, I think Robert Q, I can't remember his full name, but he jumped in and as like a business-minded guy, helped create the Penny Arcade. The Penny Arcade empire existed, but it wasn't. It would have collapsed. Mm-hmm. It was. I don't know what condition it was in, but it wasn't doing well.
It needed like a restructuring of sorts.
Yeah, and now you know the conventions and everything. So that's like a white whale. Like
right.
that guy's a magical angel, and bless him. we know better than to hope for such a white whale, but you know, we've got to build this ourselves, and it's hard. It's really hard.
Maybe a kindly narwhal?
Yeah, we want a kindly narwhal with a glittery single tooth tusk. And I don't know. Anyway, it's such, we would settle for a narwhal. I mean, I think a narwhal's an upgrade, you know, personally, but
Yeah, I'd settle for a manatee.
Yeah, manatees are cool too. I mean, they're mermaids, so you know. Anyhow, Patreon stuff, right? Our Patreon, it's kind of got cobwebs on it almost. We've been putting out exclusive episodes. Well, not exclusive episodes. We have those, but we've been putting out early releases whenever we have them. I have a ton of perks that I haven't had time to edit, and I'm so sorry, but like, we have bonus content like on the way. Like, it's coming. I have it. It's when, and when it comes, oh my God, it's going to be a mess when it comes. Just saying.
But the Patreon is working. And
yeah.
It's working
it
well.
Is, it is working. It is working well. So we're working towards that $1,000 mark. And we have some ideas beyond that. These are not confirmed milestones, but these are things that we're looking to. Ryan McQuinn, the guy who does the music for Call of Cthulhu and Dungeons and Doritos, he's been working like a government job this whole time and doing this work pro bono. The only money he's been getting has been via sales from Bandcamp, people buying Dungeons and Doritos score.
The pay what you want scale.
Pay what you want scale. And, or at least it originally was. We did change it recently because the fact is no one has been doing it. Like, so he's hasn't been getting a lot of money from it. But meanwhile, he's investing himself full time into music composition. And Ryan's great. His music is great. If you like the score and you haven't picked it up, all the money does go to him. And his brother Mike, who also assists in composition. So like it helps make more music for all of our role playing productions, which is something that like in the coming year, I know it's been all quiet since Call of Cthulhu came out, but in 2016,
we got big plans ahead.
Yeah, we got Ghostbusters season 3 coming. We've got Star Wreck coming. We're very deep in plans for Pokeballs, though that's going to be something that we definitely need more we're gonna have to pay editors for.
And even two or three unannounced things.
Yeah, there's some stuff. I mean, we don't want to make any promises for stuff that we don't have. And also Lightning Dogs, it's a whole other thing. I am sorry about this episode, guys. But I just want to I just wanted to let everybody know what's going on as much as I can. As confusing as all this is.
Mm-hmm. This is a lot like what it was like for the holidays for us. Like,
yeah.
The level of confusion and like, okay, we got to get this done out of the way. And what else? We're forgetting something. Oh, this. It's like, that was magnify that. Yeah. That's what the holidays
we have. We have organization behind the scenes. We have weekly meetings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We got all this stuff, but it's just, there's so much and there's so many things going on. So Ryan is going full time into music production.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal. We're going to pay him. We're going to have to pay him. We need to pay Ryan.
He deserves it.
He not only does he deserve it, like, and how. He's cutting us a special rate, saying that. He's cutting us a special rate, but something we're going to have to add into Patreon soon, which may actually supersede the $1,000 mark just to make sure that our stuff happens on the regular, is budgeting monthly to continue to pay Ryan for new music. I don't have numbers finalized yet, but we'll see where it goes. It's not going to be much. And if we incorporate it into our present milestones, then we're probably, you know, already good to go. And then the next thing, Doug, we've been talking. I don't know how much you want to say about it, but Doug, you work a job that you like, but that you
like the people.
You like the people. You're not well paid.
Eh, it could be better.
It could be better. So now, Doug, you would say you're a high functioning Nerdy Show member.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate to toot my own horn. That's the problem.
Yeah. We want Doug full time.
I'd like to go full time.
Doug, the amount that you told me recently that it would take for you to go full time on Nerdy Show is ludicrously low.
Yeah. But yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was, the trick being it's something I want to do.
Right.
You know, it's something that I would have fun doing, so I wouldn't mind. And I know my wife may have some discrepancies about that. It's like, but it's I don't know. It's I.
Do you want to say how much, Doug? How much it would take?
How much it would take for me to quit my day job?
Yeah.
And go full time the Nerdy Show?
Yeah.
I threw a number at Cap. I said if he could guarantee that I could get $1,000 a month, I could find a way to squeak by with, you know.
That's ludicrous.
Yeah, with insurance bills and all the food and rent and everything else. I could find a way to make it happen. I'm going to tell everything. It doesn't matter. I'm going to spill the beans. I even said, if we can't get to 1,000, I'm willing to negotiate even lower.
I worry about your safety at that point.
No, but it's like I did the math. Like I made a spreadsheet. I'm looking at it and going, okay, if I did this and this and this and this and this. Now, granted, we're not talking about the rest of my life, you know, at this level. But if it means getting stuff done on time, if it means getting Ghostbusters out on time and on a regular basis right. where no one has to wait more than a month, then personally and creatively, I feel that's worth it. Because I could always get, if it ends up not working out, I could always get a job somewhere else. I would hate it. I would feel crushed. It would be awful. But for me, it's worth the risk. It's worth going for.
Well, that's awesome. And I would love that. Currently, like, Ghostbusters is on the precipice of being recorded.
Yeah. It's been a long time in the making. And it is in sight. The start of it. I've been talking to the whole cast. And we've been discussing what day of the week works best to meet up. We're planning on recording before the end of the month. And if we start, I want to be able to go nonstop. Just want to record at least once a week, get a whole season's worth done, and then we can just get to editing it, and we can just get it out.
Yeah. And the editing it is the problem. Yeah. Like, that's extremely time-consuming. Yeah. With your job, that would be challenging, and we don't want to start releasing Ghostbusters unless it's on a regular schedule.
Exactly.
So there's lots of things we can do to circumvent all these different problems, but the one that seems most obvious is if we could get Doug full time now. But we're struggling to get to our first $1,000 milestone, so getting that like additional
right on top
yeah,
of that, yeah,
that's far reaching. But just that's a preview of what we may add to Patreon as Patreon goals. So we'll see, and that can always change. It can be very fluid. And as I said, we're still sorting all this out. I feel a little self-conscious talking about all this stuff before we've really, we've talked about it a lot. We know a lot of what's going on, but you know, that there's not a lot of, let's say supplemental materials like bar graphs and stuff that I can show you. But, right. You know, I just want to let you guys, the community, know what's up.
what's been on our minds.
Yeah. Let's see what else. Yeah. I think that's the gist of it. I'm looking at our notes. Let's get to the fun stuff. Okay, so I had a weird dream right before I woke up today. Rob wanted to turn my dreams into segments. Honestly, I haven't. There hasn't been much going on since the last time I reported in with my bizarre, vaguely Lovecraftian vision. I don't know what the fuck it was from a few episodes back. This time, and I'm gonna try to remember it. It was so clear earlier. This was right before I woke up. So I had a dream that I was in Nashville, except it didn't look anything like Nashville. I was with Colin and also Mike Rothman, the editor-in-chief of Consequence of Sound, who I grew up with, who's been on a recent State of the Empire episode. And I was also there with Aaron from A Comic Shop and mm-hmm. frequent supporting host on Nerdy Show, and Leonardo DiCaprio.
I was hoping you were going to say Doug was there. But I guess I'm not cool enough.
I'm sorry, Doug.
I'm not cool enough to hang with Leonardo DiCaprio.
It was a motley crew, Doug. So we were in Nashville at this like indoor theater of some kind. And we were going to see a Tim and Eric live performance.
Leo's a fan of Tim and Eric.
Leo and I went way back, apparently. honestly, I think he may have been a stand-in for a friend of mine who has, if I'm being honest, really styled his look and like attitude around Leonardo DiCaprio over the years.
All right, fair enough.
But in the dream, it was Leonardo DiCaprio. And so my pal's dream has been realized. They are one and the same in my head. And I haven't even seen Leo's new movie, so like he wasn't even really on my mind. Though I heard it's amazing. And I've seen Tim and Eric live before. It was great. It was really great. They had David Lieberhardt out on stage, the guy with the puppets and all that. When I saw them originally in real life, they opened the show by running around in fluorescent spandex bodysuits doing a song about diarrhea that was basically just them saying, diarrhea, 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 diarrhea. So they're really fun and random and weird. This time it was Tim and Eric and John C. Reilly. On stage wearing like really bright, just terrible looking, like fluorescent 90s jumpsuit stuff, thrifted weird stuff, and mm-hmm. and bad wigs, on purpose bad wigs, the kind of stuff you'd see them wear during Awesome Show all the time. So it hadn't started yet, and we were in the second row of the theater.
I guess Leo couldn't spring for first row seats.
Well, it was actually really awkward because the stage was, it was one of those situations where the stage was high enough. I was like, why are we sitting here? This is too close. So we were having some discussion and Leonardo DiCaprio was like, you know, I just noticed, you have this awkward kind of nervous laugh every time you're talking about a film you haven't seen. And I'm like, well, fuck you, man. Like, when I'm talking about movies that are like, that are like, you know, a big deal, like really important films that I haven't seen, I am self-conscious about it. But like, I know that I should see it, but I haven't fucking had time. I bet you haven't had time for a lot of stuff. Like,
just the indignant to Leo.
And he's my pal, so I'm like, well, right. Fuck you, man. Right, like, right. You're such a shitbag.
Right.
And you know, I was thinking about, like, you know, I haven't seen Blues Brothers. I've seen parts of Blues Brothers, but never sat down and
watched
Blues
Brothers.
Are you
sure this wasn't me in disguise? I'm not, like, criticizing you for seeing these other movies?
So we're joking about that, and Tim and Eric come on stage with John C. Reilly, and they're like, hey, everybody, like, just, like, if you're in the back, just move to the front. And we look back in the auditorium, and the first few rows were filled. And then the only other tickets that had been purchased, seemingly based on the people who were there, were in the nosebleeds, like mm-hmm. in the, like an upper balcony thing. So like everybody starts coming forward. So there's the whole middle section, including lower balcony and the middle of the audience. No one there. Apparently Nashville doesn't want to see Tim and Eric. So everybody comes forward, and then so they start the show, and there's like loud music, and they're like rapping, and it's like really weird. And Tim and Eric, because no one's there, just like leap out into the chairs and start like jumping up and down, you know, the folding theater chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's ushers out there that are also wearing awkward, weird costumes and like cotton hair, fluorescent, like orange cotton hair. Like they look like clowns basically. Mm-hmm. But they work there and they're like, hey guys, no, like you can't do this. Like Tim and Eric were taking advantage because clearly they weren't like, I don't know if they were getting, I don't think anybody gets a cut of the door in auditorium things, but like, you know, they didn't give a fuck at that point. They're like, well, let's just play for these fans who care about us, because clearly this is not a sold-out show. But John C. Reilly, like, while they're dealing with that, John C. Reilly's in the front row, and Aaron has this weird piece of paper that kind of looks like what you might have from a a grocery shopping list, like the kind of, like, something that's actually made to be a grocery shopping list, the kind that like has a magnet on it, it's attached to the fridge,
uh-huh.
so mom can write a list and take it to the store. Aaron has what looks like one of those. He's asking John C. Reilly to sign it. And John C. Reilly, he's pretty awkward. He's feeling Aaron out. He's like trying to figure out like the kind of conversation you have with like a celebrity or someone known where they feel you can tell they're trying to decide, like, are you a cool guy or are you someone I should be, you know, concerned about, like,
right.
letting myself in too much with.
Right.
And then also he's got, like, I don't know where this came from, but it's a dream, so obviously nowhere. He's got a couple children's books, like on this little table, and it was like, well, what are these books? He's like, well, he had something to do with them. He was explaining what he had to do with them. I don't know what it was. And then there was a children's book that looked vaguely like Chris Van Allsburg, the guy who did Jumanji and Polar Express.
Uh-huh.
Like, it was that kind of style, except that it wasn't as, like, pointillism heavy detail, just had that kind of like shading and a certain degree of realism, but it was a little bit more watercolor,
right.
And it was kind of like a Victorian styled Christmas book, I guess, except that it's had like cute, like 2 foot tall cartoony woodland creatures wearing Victorian outfits in a world of humans, like woodland children. And then I flipped to the back page and there was like a photograph ad for what looked like kind of low budget production of it with puppets for these children. And they were kind of puppets in the style of like that old Jim Henson, like Emmett Otter movie. And then the second act started. There was like another staging of, Tim and Eric's show.
It's like, you're describing a book that you were looking at during a stage show. In Nashville with Leo DiCaprio, did you go any deeper?
No, that was as deep as it got. Just the
okay.
No,
I didn't know.
There's one other layer.
Okay.
There's one other layer.
One more layer.
And discerning the film adaptation of the book that was being promoted in the back of the book.
Oh, okay. All right.
So then the final act, right where I abruptly woke up and realized that it was 9:30 in the morning, was that there was a group of people on stage in a line. Curtain was behind them, and another curtain was just above their heads, sort of. And they were wearing different outfits. Outfits over some kind of other outfits. Outfits that made their body shapes relatively banana-shaped, but a flesh-colored banana. So that was like their skin. That was the banana-shaped thing is their body. And it was some kind of dialogue about nudism. And the first banana that speaks is... There's a hole, cut-out hole, where their face should be. So there's a human face inside of the banana.
Okay.
And this one's dressed as a priest.
Okay.
And he's talking about, and I cannot remember the agenda, and it was meant to be a comedy piece, so I don't really know what they were getting at, but he was something about nudism, naturism, something, and then he disrobes, and it's super awkward because he can't get his vestments over the fucking banana head. But then underneath he's like, as you can see, I'm very hairy. And he had, you know, have you ever seen a really cheaply made fake beard?
Sure.
Right. So it's the sort of thing where, like, it's like really obviously synthetic fibers, and you can see the stitching that's holding it together. It was like that, but on a macro scale, about a strip about like 5 inches wide of like a strip of fake hair, where you could see the stitching and you could see how fake it was. Mm-hmm. And he had these like several 5-inch wide strips of like, let's say, giant fake beard around the abdomen of his flesh colored banana costume, and then also a weird banana dick. Like dangle thing, relatively featureless, hanging there. So he's disrobing
a banana on a banana.
And then next to him, there's a woman in a suit who's dressed kind of like as a surfer. She's holding a surfboard to, I guess, complement the banana shape. And then she's like, she does the second part of the monologue about whatever this naturism nudism thing is. And then takes it off, and she's got these big, like, it's like an inflatable, like, the banana suits, they're like inflatable, they're like those sumo suits that people wear. So they got these big,
inflatable bananas.
Big, awkward, like, inflatable boobs inside, on the banana suit that she's wearing, and then, like, a hairy, fake hair crotch, and then, like, and then I woke up. And it was, yep. Welcome, wow. Welcome to my nightmares. So, yeah, this is a really disjointed episode. I should have said, and now for something completely different. Like, so yeah. Another thing. After DiCaprio berated me, and I was like, and I was replying to him like, fuck you, my friend, you know, like, talking to him, like, well, you know, since DiCaprio and I know each other, and we've known each other for so long. Like, I should really bait him into doing a voice work on Lightning Dog.
Even in your dreams, you're thinking about it. It never stops.
Now, Lightning Dogs, which I assume if you listen this long, you know what it is, but nerdyshow.com/lightningdogs if you need a refresher, or lightningdogs.com as well. Mm-hmm. It's in production, guys. Like, to an extent. Well, okay, it's not in production. In production is, okay, here's what it is. Here's where it's at. We're getting there.
The whole show is pre-production.
Yeah. We are behind schedule from where we thought we were going to be, because Lightning Dogs fitting that in with everything else we've been trying to do this past... Jesus. No. We're still constructing, finalizing the story Bible. We're working with Max Acree, who you may have seen in the forums. He's we haven't mentioned this publicly yet anywhere, I don't think, but he's... we've hired him on, actually, to assist in the designing of vehicles. He does like great vehicle designs, 3D modeling stuff. So, so that's going on, and we're really getting to the final stages of pre-production, and then the production itself will be the construction of like the pilot and figuring out what that's going to be. Because we know a lot. Like, we know exactly where we're headed and all that. But I guess what we don't know is we don't know how much we're going to invest in the pre-production,
yeah,
like
time and money.
And like, yeah. And we need to, when we're assembling our voice cast, like, you know, we want Lightning Dogs to be able to pull in success. I guess from beyond, because everyone who hears about it really connects with it, mm-hmm. right?
And most people who heard about it know about it because of Nerdy Show. It's not like people come from the outside like, I've heard Lightning Dogs. Where's this Lightning Dogs thing? But we want something that will not only appeal to Nerdy Show listeners who know what it is, but to people who have no idea what Nerdy Show is, but just want to see something really cool.
Yeah, and we're trying to manufacture the success of Lightning Dogs on top of still being able to do the rest of Nerdy Show, which is its own challenge, because honestly, like, the ins
they're
and outs
both a full-time job.
Yeah, like, there's so many moving parts to all this. So then, you know, we have to just, like, talk about, well, if we want voice acting, like, do we want to get, like, an actual, like, known voice actor, someone who would promote it, you know, for example. So that's a whole nother expense. And if we do that in the pilot, and they promote it in the pilot, which is only a precursor to us being able to produce a full season run of a show for this audio drama that we're turning Lightning Dogs into, you know, who do we cast them as? Like, do we dare cast some tier of known voice actor
right.
as a regular character?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of budgeting involved, and, you know, there will be, I mean, we don't know what shape it's going to take yet, but there will be some crowdfunding of some kind, be it, you know, Indiegogo, Kickstarter, or Patreon, or all of the above, targeted to Lightning Dogs at some point, because, you know, we're just getting started. We have been recording it, just in case you're curious. We have been recording all Lightning Dogs development discussions every step of the way, yeah, still.
You'll hear every minute of it.
So, it's, yeah. That's, it's all, that's the thing. That's what's up. That's all the stuff I can think to mention. So, I guess in summary, for things that maybe you can do, afterwards, Nerdy Show survey, if you haven't yet. Rate and review any or all shows that you love from Nerdy Show on iTunes. Tell a friend somehow, some way. Get somebody else hooked on Nerdy Show. Or any, you know, any, when I say Nerdy Show, I mean the network, any program you choose, any program you see fit. And give us any feedback. Any feedback you have on what would improve your Nerdy Show experience, things that maybe we're not checking out. If we're slow to respond, we've got a lot we're doing, but, you know, like, let us know. info@nerdyshow.com is the best avenue. And if you want to do some coloring, decompress, do some coloring, whatever.
Win some prizes.
Yeah, win some damn prizes. nerdyshow.com/SOTE contest, or you can also go to nerdyshow.com/Star Wars, and we have it linked there as well. And that's all. I think, right? We good?
I think so.
Cool. All right, we're going to close on a track. We're playing some brand new Professor Shy Guy. This is from his recent record, Fragmentation, and it's a track called I'll Stay. So so stay around to listen to this song. God. but anyway, so, like, yeah. Thanks so much for listening to this bizarre diatribe, guys. See you later, and we'll see you soon with new Nerdy Show content, because we do have that second half of that Nerdy Show episode. We have
interview with Bob Dolman.
Yeah, and we have that episode of Book Club all in the pipe, all going to come out. And D&D coming out as soon as we can. As soon as we can. I'm itching to record some more. It's just, man, it's just been a whole thing. Oh, and like, Lefty's moved from New York to Louisiana, New Orleans.
Wow.
Nolens. So yeah, it's a whole thing. Anyway, here's Professor Shy Guy. Thanks so much for listening. Bye, I'm Cap.
Bye, I'm Doug.
Something. I'm alone with everyone else, not alone with myself anymore. Put me in, lock it up, start the countdown. Overwhelmed by the numbers they surround. They're in groups, they're in pairs, feel embarrassed. Even though no one knows that I've come around. Take a breath, take a look, take a step in. Take a breath, take a step, then begin again. Someone more shaken than I am. I feel okay. Maybe I'll go, but I can't stay. Take me home now. Take me home now. I don't feel that great. Maybe I'll stay, but I can't wait to make it home. I feel okay. I'll go, but I can't stay. Take me home.
adjusting. Make a joke how I choked, get them laughing. Try to speak, but I broke, now they're laughing at me.
For listening to Nerdy Show. If you like what you heard, please rate and review us on iTunes or like and follow us on SoundCloud. As listeners supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling a friend or funding the network via Patreon. Any size contribution can get you exclusive outtakes, episodes, and images from across the network, and there's even more perks available. Just head to patreon.com/nerdyshow. To find out how you or your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. You can subscribe to Nerdy Show via iTunes and or SoundCloud. Leave a comment, like and share, and follow Nerdy Show on all your favorite social networks. For more podcasts, articles, community forums, and other awesomeness, visit nerdyshow.com. If it's geeky, we got it covered. Golly!